Thank Tribal Nation.
All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome again to another episode, episode 4. It's nice to have you guys here. With me, we have just for my right, yeah, gift. Honorable.
Ah, I didn't even go mention.
Honorable.
I was here for you.
No, don't be angry. Don't be angry. And
Kimba.
Yeah. So today's topic is, I think it's something that we all can relate.
Don't start.
Honorable, you go live with your chair properly now.
For sure.
That's all right. Today's topic is something that we can all relate to. I think it's something that I think at one point or the other, we've all felt it. You know, feeling of not being who you are, or kind of being like a shell of what you actually are. Basically imposter syndrome, that's what I'm trying to define. So that's what we'll be talking about today. So Honorable will read us the English definition.
Okay, because I told you what happened.
Yes, now.
Imposter syndrome is the condition of feeling anxious and not experiencing success internally. Despite being high performing in external objective ways, this condition often results in people feeling like a fraud or a phony and doubting their abilities. Stop.
Yeah. So we'll just basically talk about it and how it kind of relates to our Christian life. Personally, I feel like I have experienced this so many times. You know, when something good happens to you, you're like, is it really me? Am I the one that actually did this? And perfect example is when I was in uni. First of all, uni, I was one of these last minute guys. Like, if you give me projects to do, it's the day before submission that you see me working on it. I cannot lie. That was my life. If there was no deadline, and if I wasn't close to deadline, I won't start it. So I worked on a project and I got the highest mark. Best believe I did it the night before. You see?
Are you showcasing your abilities?
No. I'm trying to. You know, in life, you have to sell yourself. I'm really trying to draw through this. You get.
Go on.
I don't blame you, people. Yeah. Everything is sellable. So the whole idea was, when it happened, like, I was like, am I actually the one that did this? Like, first of all, it was last minute. It was a rush work. God in heaven knows that I did not appropriately put my thoughts into that paper. I can outrightly say it right now.
And you were not on anything.
And I was not on anything.
Wow. Okay. They have to just say that. Yes. Because some people get on something just to hit that high. But I just had to say that.
Yeah, it's fine. Completely understand. I wasn't on anything. But yeah, I still got the highest mark. And it was incredible. You know, but it left this daunting feeling of, oh, hey, that. You know, you're like, can't be me. It's small moments of pride followed by a downward pressure of can't be me. But yeah, like, this kind of things happen, you know, in place of work, in school, you know, and I just like everyone to just talk about it, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for me, I like to call imposter syndrome fraud complex. Yeah, because it's that thing that makes you feel like you're undeserving of what you've accomplished.
Sure.
You know, and it often comes when you are either at the verge of a major breakthrough, or maybe you've achieved a major breakthrough. It happens to the best of us. It has happened to me severally. For some weird reasons, I can't pick one now. Maybe because there are too many, but I can't pick one now. But what one thing that I can say is that over time I've learned to see it for what it is.
Okay.
You know, and to not let it hinder me from giving my best regardless, because that's, for me, that's one of the things that usually happens. You know, when it comes like that, especially before at the verge of when I'm at the verge of a breakthrough, I just self-destruct, sort of like I start to work against my own self instead of to stack the odds in my favor. And then I do not put my best foot forward, you know. And you know how when you maybe go for a competition, because growing up I used to go for lots of singing competitions.
Selling himself for your career?
I no longer sing, so I'm not selling myself. It's easy to sell.
Or selling yourself.
Anyways, so I remember going for auditions, and then just when you've rehearsed, you know, you've done, just when you are about to be called up, you know, that thing, are you sure you can do this thing? Can you do it? And then you just go there and your first note, the boy just and the judges just look at you somehow, you know, and you know that that's the end. And from that moment, regardless of the hard work you have put in to get into that point, everything just spirals downward. And many times too, I find that's where you accomplish stuff. I don't want to say what I've accomplished before you say I'm selling myself. You know, so
there's nothing wrong in that. Sell yourself for. Especially if you're still single, you don't know who's listening.
So done stuff, and then when it comes out, you look at, people are celebrating you, like, hey, you just did this, you just did that. And you're feeling like, did I? Was it me? You know, so I feel like for me, what has worked for me over time is how not to let it hinder me from doing what I want to do, regardless, you know. So I think I'll just leave it at that and yield the mic to Gift.
Okay, so I feel like imposter syndrome is something that I have had to take myself out of it. What I mean by that is, I'll speak from the career perspective. Going back to uni days, I think for me, I've always had this self-awareness that I have so much potential, right? And when we're reading the meaning of like imposter syndrome, it's like you feel less.
Can you just call my name, please?
Okay. When Isaac was reading the meaning of imposter syndrome, It's like internally you don't feel any success, even if externally you've done so much.
Mm-hmm.
So as an high achiever, which I describe myself as, I say I'm a multi-potentialite, right? I've had different instances where where I'd felt, you know, that wave.
So Alina,
Anyways,
I'm gonna transcribe this, like, so I get that word. Hi, what's that again?
Multi-potentialite.
Now, why is
it? I don't get this, but yeah.
You can use it on this
scene. Me? You know me now.
Anyways, so yeah, it has happened to me, but over time, I have constantly tried to remind. I was actually just having this conversation with a friend of mine this morning, and I was like, the blur will come. Mm-hmm. You would feel that, can I do this? Am I worth doing this? But you have to remind yourself of whose you are, right? That I am God's own. And there is no shade of imposter syndrome in God, right? So that reminds me. But does that mean that I won't feel it? Because I'm human, right? I'll feel that way. So it's just that constant reminder. And also having people around it. So I remember that my very first trip to Dubai was a sponsored trip by an organization that I was working with them. And they had like this gala night that they were putting together, and like amazing investors in Dubai were coming. I was preparing to go for that gala night and I was feeling so out of place. I was like, am I meant to be in the presence of these people? And to be honest, I had to call a friend. I was like, babe, I'm feeling this way. I don't know why I'm feeling it, but I don't feel like I fit in into this crowd. And she was like, what do you mean? What do you mean by you don't know like you're fitting into this crowd? She was like, is it not your gift?
Come on now. Thank God for friends that got you.
So you need to have people around you. You need to have people around you that remind you that, babe, you've done something before. like remind you of your past accomplishments,
victories.
And, yeah. And when she just tricked, like she just gingered me and she said, you know what, wear something really nice. And that was what helped me. Wear something really nice. If you need to wear an eel, wear an eel, you know, that makes you feel good. So anything healthy that you can do to knock yourself out of that imposter syndrome.
Because like I said, you do it without any substance. You have to arrange you. That's what's against drugs.
Because there's some people that, if they feel that blare, they're like, okay, maybe they need a puff or something just to get off.
Yeah. It might even be forgetting. So, like Isaac's case, forgetting.
Let's not draw Isaac. Like, let's not drag him now. But yeah.
It came back.
But no, constantly reminding yourself.
Yeah,
constantly reminding yourself. And just to say that another practical thing that could work is reading. Just reading books. I knew at that first period of my career journey, I had to read books like So Good They Can't Ignore You. Right? So it's like,
I should actually
by Cal Newport. Yeah. So just reading that book brought to light that I can actually have a career that employers want to have me in because of the value that I have to offer.
Yeah.
And because of that value that I have to offer, when imposter syndrome, you know, knocks at the door, I remind myself that I have value to offer.
Right.
So if you even need to keep track of your achievement, yes, I have an achievement tracker. I have a tracker that when people give me good feedback of my work, I put those things in that and I remind myself. Sometimes when people write things about me on my birthday, I put them in that tracker. I need to remind myself that people see this in me. So why can't I see these
share
things
your
in me?
Baby.
You want to share my
hashtag? Is it your tracker? I
think it's also quite helpful when
MJ in the house, guys.
Hi guys. Hi guys. I was roped into this. I also think it's quite helpful that after you have done something that you were scared to do or you didn't think you had the capacity to do, you take time out and take stock. Do a step by step. I did this, I felt this, and irrespective, I did this. So that on the day that you're about to go a notch higher and do something almost impossible, you remember that, oh, I was also scared at this time, but I did baby steps one day at a time. I asked questions, I reached out to friends, people encouraged me, and you are able to remember who you are. You're able to also remember that I'm not perfect, but I'm still going to try irrespective. If I fail, that's okay. I've learned, right? And it's also the acceptance that imposter syndrome is a normal thing. The best of people, the most achievers, everybody experiences. It's just what you do with it. If you can convert that fear, that feeling of fraud to audacity, you'll be able to do extraordinary things, MJ. Isaac. I mean, for a young
to audacity.
Yes, so for a young
stand,
I'm an eye flyer, my personality, my mommy. And very early in my life, I've been put in big shoes. I've always been in the bigger shoes. And what that had done for me over time is imposter. It's just that initial fear. And then I turned it initial gra-gra. Do you understand? Yes. And then for my personality, I turned it into initial gra-gra. And most times it does not work because you just jump into something without thinking. And you mess up, you know. But over time... But over time, I learned that, yes, you have the energy, but it's not every time that every situation needs energy. Sometimes it requires calculation.
Yeah.
It requires to ask questions from people that have done similar things or people that are ahead of you or even the person that gave you the opportunity that felt that they saw that thing in you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you need to be able to audit your emotions at that point in time to be able to use that energy positively and not negatively. There are days that I might just shut down. Like, you know, I'm about to do something very nice, very big, and I'm like, hey, how did I do that last one? Is it me they're talking about? They're like, MJ, you can do this. I'm like, you people know what I'm going through at all. But
over time, I've just learned to, that's exactly what you need. Because if you're not, there's also the thing that if you're not worried about what you're about to do, then it's, there's not, a problem. Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah. It's not worth doing.
Yeah.
If you're not scared, if it does not shake you. No, please don't.
Please don't bring that.
Not that deep. I'm just saying if what you're about to do does not take you, does not push you to sit down and think again, or push you to re-audit your emotions, or can I do this? And I don't think it's worth doing. Personally, I don't know. I might be wrong.
Can I say something else? Okay, so my experience is pretty much same with, you know, others, but more importantly, like I was saying before. So for me, where I find myself would be places where I'm trying to do something that I've probably not seen anybody attempt to, you know, do, and I can't take away the God factor. In fact, the day I found is a passage in the Bible that said, "With my strength you break the enemy's heart." Mm-hmm. I had too much confidence because I was then telling myself that the first symptom of imposter syndrome is I'll feel jaded, very uninspired to do anything. And the thing is coming, everybody's calling me around me, Alpha. And I just don't have inspiration for anything. And then I found out what's going on. Is it my prayer life? Is there anything? I'm just what's going on right now? And then I found it somewhere in the Bible that says that with my strength, you will break the enemy's heart. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit, the problem you're facing, they're trying to use your own strength for a place where, you know. And another thing that I also did to help me is that I then thought about what has happened over time, which is that tracker, you know, what has happened over time and why you are doing this, what you want to achieve. You know, that I am interested. You understand? Because it would happen. But like I was saying before, one of the things that basically I help myself with is that whenever I achieve something, especially because I'm in the event industry, I will forget that we have done something. And because I want to be
clean slate.
Yes, I want to be. You know, and it might not, some might say it might not be healthy or not. Yeah, my point is, so it's not like, see, yes, the thing. I noticed that
fresh canvas,
it's easy to say that, it's easy to say that, oh, you know, because you can't, for example, you know, sorry for bringing this up, but for this one, it's the 13th one.
Come on now.
So I can say, after five.
Loki, this is your plug-in.
I apologize. But my point is that if at the fifth one I said, oh, I've done five.
Right.
And I stay there. And some people can leave in that space. And they will actually keep telling you, I can't even tell you. And I noticed when I was around people that would tell you that I was this before.
Mm.
If you have to tell me that this is who you were before, there's something happening where you are right now. So, you know, some people will be trying and say, you need to have seen me before. Ah, I was the MD of this place. But even if you're there and right now, what's going on right now? The fact that you have to tell me is that something has happened. Do you understand? And some people live in the past. Some people live in the past. They live in past glory. They stay there. It happens. And it happens a lot with a lot of entertainers in the showbiz, you know, business. So you hit something and you stay there. And you say we have done this, so there's always more. With God is a quest. He wants you to find lots of things. So I was actually, you know, while you guys were speaking, I googled, you know, five types of imposter syndrome, and I got five: the perfectionist,
right?
People that would stay at a place where because they want to be perfect, and so those little things would then seem as if they have not achieved. Then the natural genius. You know people that from school they understood 2 + 2 × 4 × 65. They say, you know, have you seen that mathematics competition?
Yeah, those small children.
Have you ever seen when they used to show you when you are small that this was you first? Where are you now? Notice that as you climb higher in life, you start seeing you fail out, and you need to understand that it's okay to fail. You know, the rugged individualist. So that one talks about what he says here, let me just read it to you guys. It talks about how you something happens and you do not feel fulfillment except you have done it yourself. You know, some people are like that though. They are like, oh, this person can't do it. Never, except Namu Duan. Do you understand? You need to understand that sometimes it's not just when you even call it, let it go. But some people want to be the one that has made that happen. And before you know, you have turned into witchcraft. because you cannot naturally appreciate somebody that is better at something else than you, and you're not telling yourself that, but if you do, what did the person do? Do you understand what I'm saying? And which is a bad part. So there's also the S-part, of course, people that are, you know, good at things. It's also like related to professionals. And then of course, the superhero, which is also like what we spoke about before, you know. So
very. So which one are you among this five?
The point of this was not to dissect me.
Okay,
pick what is yours and move. So, so I would just say, I mean, final quote, but it would be that, guys, first, understand that you're working with God.
Yeah.
I know that God, the way God sees you, if you see yourself that way, you will know that there's nothing you cannot achieve.
Come on. Yes.
And people will come, things will happen, you will feel. That's why even the Bible says that renew your mind daily. Because guess what? You will do things that will shake the world. And because you have to do more, you will now think that I've done that, I've expelled everything. No, there's more. Because where you are, God wants you to renew it. I will show you other things that people have not thought about. You know, greater things that you would do. Yeah. So first, you have to understand that you are God's own, and you need to keep at that pace with God. And then, another thing that have helped me over time is that I don't know how, and I think it's a part of the characteristics of being audacious, is that I'm never scared of failure. No, it happens. I'll just enter. I come back. Yes, but and I'm telling you, if you know how hard I have failed, let me give you an example. I used to be on the debate team in my school. Won awards, NYSC debates. They now asked us to do, drama the previous day. So the previous day drama, I did something, everybody laughed, I was happy. The next day, I was going to do debates in NYSC. In fact, guess what? When the other guys were speaking, I was laughing in my mind. I said, I'm only okay. You don't know what I can bring. I got there, I was blank, and I walked out. He spoke about me for like a week in camp. Said my name on OBS. Who is that guy? And I walked out on everybody. Do you understand?
I was being one.
Yes, do you understand? Events, don't worry. Don't event. I had to run. Because I was owing people money. I was paying everything. You know, and I promised heaven and earth. Do you understand? But of course, that has made me wiser to plan adequately. But I always tell people that the future doesn't belong to those that are competent or available. That you put your first foot. You just do it. And know that you are God's own. And with God's strength, there's nothing you cannot achieve.
This guy.
If you are going to call for altar call, let me know.
No, you said something really nice. The aspect where you spoke of God's strength. And I think even if we look through the Bible, you know, we're speaking about this earlier, the story of Moses. When God called Moses, Moses was just there giving excuses as to why he couldn't. And God kept on countering his excuses. And I think that it's something that we also need to hone into. So, you know, the imposter syndrome always gives us excuses as to why we can't or we weren't the one that did something. Right, we always come with different excuses in our head as to why we can't do something. You know, there are 1,001 excuses as to why you can't do something. And I think it's important for us to always know that no excuse is good enough when you have God. Right?
Right.
So it's more of us knowing who we are in God, more of us like embodying who God is. And you know, with God, God did wonders with his words. Jesus came, did wonders. And I think if we embody who God is, we'll know that there is no limitation to what we can accomplish. And it's something that we have to do as children of God. Like Isaac said, you know, God has put us on this earth to do greater things. You know, if we do something good today, there's always something good, greater to look forward to tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, renewing our mind every day. And we have to do that on a daily basis, knowing fully well that God has greater plans for us. We have to keep on renewing our mind, keep on doing the best that we can at every point in time.
Yeah, I just wanted to say something that I was talking about recently. Two things. First, whenever God gives you a vision to do anything, know that what actually God has called you to do is the highest form of what that thing can exist on. So, for example, you're in real estate. God has called you. God has not just called you to, you know, just stay there. No, God has called you to own estates. You know, but you're walking in, I want to buy one house and sell one house. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you know that even when you achieve and buy a house of 200 million and everything happens, the work, the plan God has for you is it's that you are the, you hit the your point full,
you're the focal point for.
Yeah, of you understand that people was in that industry, they say that is you. That's why God calls you. God doesn't call us to small things. A lot of people know, they need to know that, because they just be like, ah, God, you know, I'm in this, you know, sector because I'm called to this place. God has called you to that place. You're only seeing a glimpse of the vision. God has called you to be like a force to be reckoned with in that. And when you know, when you talk about force, that the whole world will say, when you mention real estate, oh, I want to talk about gifts. Where is she? We have a conference. Like, you know, that kind of thing. That's one. Two, I also noticed that a lot of people, especially people of, you know, millennials, Gen Z's and all, have a defect of not doing things.
Oh my gosh, like...
It is. So yeah. What I want to even do
you
now
dream
is,
and not do.
Yeah. So what I want to even do.
I'm literally talking about this thing.
Yeah.
Like,
and the issue with
morning.
That is that...
I see it happening around you.
Yes. And the issue with that is that the first problem you are facing is... I was talking to somebody that was in... Is, I'm sure the person here just laugh. I say, person mm-hmm. is in photography. And I was like, well, I want to travel around Nigeria, statistics, and take pictures. I said, what's up? You say money. I said, where do you stay? He told me, yeah, go around where you stay first mm-hmm. and take pictures. That you start with the...
Small, with the little you have.
Yes, that every resource that you have, you use to start first.
Your next one will come.
The next one will come.
Look, day by day.
In fact, I was telling Pastor Maureen, I said she already has it, where we form a group of doers. And if you say something that you don't do, you pay money. Maybe.
Ha, I like that one. Let's do.
Maybe you will not start doing it. Because gift. If you say something that you want to do something, secret, you have to do. You know why you have to do? Because it's kingdom.
Come yes. on now.
And because at the end of the day, what you actually think that God is going to check is not that. It is what have you done?
Yes.
So that greater works you will do with mm-hmm. him in the kingdom that come.
Oh my gosh. So it feels like you were listening to a conversation I was having with someone this morning. And I'm sure if she listens as well, she'll be like, okay, this is spot on. And then we're just talking about the feeling of blur, the same thing we're talking about now. And I said, you know what? The only reason I feel like people stay in blur is because they don't do. There's no how you are doing something yeah. that you know has been impressed in your heart. Yeah. That you'll be feeling blur. Like, oh, am I meant to be doing this? Am I meant to be doing that? And with doing in itself, it's energy. You're extending energy. And energy has a way of transforming itself yes. into results if you put, you know, work into it. Right. So whatever vision, whatever dream, whatever gift and talent that you know, for some of us, we know that we have this impression to do this thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe in our careers, we need to get to a certain height. You need to start looking for those applications and start applying for them. If it's to start a business, you know that you want to start a business. You have to just start doing so that you don't feel that constant blur. Because it's almost like while you are not doing, you're putting so much burden on yourself and you're just like, ah, your shoulders are like going down. But when you do, you're lifting those burdens, you know, off you, and you are able to like run the race yeah. that you're meant to do.
Yeah.
So keep doing, and hopefully
you have to do. Doing yeah. is the form, is the fact, is the currency of success.
Right.
That's when you not do too much or you keep doing, then it's then some people then define it as tenacity. So that you start what you want to achieve and start, you know, in pieces. And like you said, you want to get a job, blah blah blah. Find out how.
Yeah. What do I need?
Even
if it's not your time yeah. for you to achieve it.
Yeah. Because some people see people yeah, that achieve something there and just feel like, oh, you know, people have
that
been.
That was quite very, very useful for me in my own career.
Yeah.
Because a lot of, I just made a list of things that I would need in 25 years' time. And then 5 years, I'd gone through them.
Yeah.
You need to do, my brother. If we have a generation of people that do things more, and don't be scared, just do. When you now, because when you keep doing those things, you are, first of all, you're gaining experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You now know how to do it better. And God is excited. No. I remember the last project that we did, I wanted to do something like this, but more visual. And I was faced with so many back and forth. You know the first thing I did? I posted about it.
Right.
And so pressure.
So now you don't have any choice but to do it.
I met my design guy, put it, this is happening. What? Confession. The moment I post that is happening, nothing has happened. But guess what? The moment I posted it, somebody
people
reached
came
out.
Up, yeah.
I want to volunteer. Help. I want to do this. Oh. I want to. Before I knew it,
You had it.
That's how it happens usually. Just start and everything will fall in place.
Put pressure on yourself.
I really align with what Isaac said, you know, and more importantly, when he talked about you understanding that you are one with God, because that has to be the center, so that doing does not now become performance-based, hustle. We don't now get on the treadmill of hustle, but understanding that it is kingdom-based, Isaac said, you know, that as a matter of my Father's agenda, I must go about my Father's business like Jesus. Jesus was always doing, you know, and I think that something that also helps is reminding yourself every time. Like scripture says that David encouraged himself in the Lord.
Yeah.
Many times when you are faced with stuff like that and those questions want to come, are you do you think you are deserving of this? If not me, who else? I'm loved.
Some people outsource their doing to people.
Right.
Somebody came to me and said, I want to do a particular thing in this area. I need jobs. I said, what do you need? He said, I need restaurants. And I said, okay. I said, so what's stopping you? He said, get people. So I said, have you driven around 20 restaurants? Ask them. Mm-hmm. And they said, no.
Right.
Yeah. Because me that you think I have the connect, I don't have it. I just would just maybe try to do something. My friend wants to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because and then when you now go and go yourself, go to that restaurant, go to that place.
Even if they don't answer, you learn something.
Apply for 30 people, 2 will call you back. And then you will not get to it. And that's even the secret of wealth. Like you even go somewhere, you now come and say, God, see, I talk to God and that. God, see your children. Yeah, anytime I see any start and say 15 million people out of school, God, I need money to help 5 million of them because I want to do your work.
All right.
And that's all you have even done, because you have showed Jesus God data.
So what imposter syndrome we do, guys, is that it will rob you of the opportunity to live your full potential.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you, trust me, you don't want to go at the end of the day and God will ask you, what did you do with that I gave to you? Just try as much as you can. Try as
much as you can. What giving? She's giving.
I feel like
so just try as much as you can. For some of us, imposter syndrome has come by not raising your hands in meetings.
Yes.
You feel like this idea.
I'm guilty.
Some of us is maybe the H factor. You know, if I open my mouth and talk now, will they laugh at me? Like, what happened to you in NYS?
There was a meeting in West for that Fashola attended.
Mm.
Way back, I don't even know how to articulate words then.
Right.
When Ikeja. So the Fashola actually said, I said, does anybody have any question? Yes. I can't remember what I said, but I'm sure she's like, what kind of rubbish are you? But you know what I was doing? I was even testing my audacity.
Right.
I didn't have any question to ask. But I wanted to see that I was in a room full of people and government officials and I could speak.
Right.
I didn't have anything to say, but I said, can I say something, sir? It's a young man, stand up. And I spoke. In his mind, he's like, what rubbish. But I'm happy. You know why? Because whoever will call me tonight, and I'll remember that I was bold before. And now I have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have anything to say that time, I promise you.
Yeah.
But I wanted a room full of 1,000 people. Can I speak? Media will carry it. They can't show it on TV. Because it was rubbish I asked. That one, they can't show it. If it was intelligent question, they'll say, oh my God, this guy. What did you ask the governor? But I tried it. Tried it also in one meeting in Ikeja. Those ones were disappointed. The guy was like, okay, so moving on. I think that in my mind now. Because is it when I have capacity that I'm not going to say rubbish?
Right. No. Now that you've mentioned capacity, actually, it'd be good to maybe just end in that note that as we are trying to live our full potentials and trying to break off imposter syndrome, whatever training, whatever fellowship, whatever course, whatever community you have to join to build capacity, to build your network,
to build
anything that will help you to live your full potential.
Yes, do it. Yes, right. Because gathering strength is sometimes is strength.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes to excite strength, you have to gather.
Mm-hmm.
It's because not every time. Just,
because you can't give what you don't have.
Yeah. Exactly. No, you have to be competent. Yeah. However, you have to put your, sometimes you will learn on a job. Nobody has been a father before. You will learn when you're a father.
So,
All right, guys, this was so very lovely. Honestly, you guys stole the show for me. As it should be, though, as it should be. Really picked up a lot personally, you know, I picked up a lot and I kind of really enjoyed it. So thank you guys once again for being here.
Okay.
It was a lovely, lovely.
Yeah, is that chicken?
No, we're good. We're going to Moreno.
Get that ice cream.
I know. We're going for dinner now. You're hosting us.
Yeah. They say do.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye, guys.